Thank you for having us. This is amazing. Thank you.
Now, I just want to go back to the start of the show. How did you come across Hunted, and why did you want to take part?
For myself, I actually heard about the show 10 years ago as a concept. And then when they started to bring, show seasons in the UK, honestly, I was hooked on it. So the moment that I saw during an ad break for auditions, I was straight on it. Like, honestly, it was a dream come true to be able to actually get on the show.
Matt and I were very 11th hour. My mate had just messaged me late one night saying, "Staffy, this game of hide and seek sounds right down your alley." And I had a read and I was like, yeah, this seems pretty interesting. And the applications were closing in like 6 hours. And I called Matt and I was like, "Matt, what are you doing the next 6 hours? He's like, "Oh, I'm just out on a date." I was like, "Cancel it. It's going to go bad anyway."
Oh, yeah.
And here we are, like almost a year later.
Exactly. Well, I just want to go back to last night. Now, obviously, you got a phone call to receive extraction details. It was going to be at 1 p.m. the next day at the Coastal Reserve. Did you feel, though, that it was a bit, unfair? You were being stealthy, and then you had to, call a phone number to get extraction details.
Look, we had to make that phone call, and we knew as soon as we had that made that phone call, we had to have a plan to get out of there. So for myself, I was trying to secure, a ride out of there and people that, could help me. I managed to find, a couple to help me.
Yep.
But yeah, it was just like knowing as soon as I made that phone call, they were going to be right there. So dropping the phone for me was like the best part of my plan.
Totally. It was all about having plan A, B, C, D and always having contingencies and knowing that the hunters were going to be right on you from that moment. You had to have an escape plan, but also plan for that escape plan going south, plan for that escape plan being tracked. So
absolutely.
Lots of thought.
Yeah, lots of thought. And I think that's why, both of us made it to where we did.
Now, I know it was very intense when you finally got that call. Was stealth kind of just out of the option, just trying to get to that extraction point on time? Or was it kind of just in the back of your mind, we can stumble anywhere from now on in?
Stealth was, so important at that point. That was probably the only time I didn't try and taunt them.
I think the closer we got to the end as well, we didn't really know how many hunters there were. We didn't have this understanding of what resources they had. So we would just assume there's now more hunters and less fugitives. So at the beginning, you're a little bit more confident. You might have done a few tricks. But towards the end, you're like, "Oh, okay, enough of the tricks. We've had close calls now. That wasn't fun." And then when you get so close to extraction, you're like, I can't take any unnecessary risks now.
Yeah.
Save the ego for a few days later when we're drinking margaritas and celebrating.
Like good people on the run. Now, obviously, you've won a share of $100,000. What are you both going to do with your share of the money?
Actually, pretty beautiful and amazing that we both have journeys of wanting to be dads, and we're both putting that money towards pursuing that dream of ours. So both Rob and I have always wanted to be dads, and for our own reasons, we haven't been able to, and we're going to be using this money to start that journey for us both.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And just finally, have you got any tips for the fugitives in Hunted 2023?
Go hard or go home.
And don't attempt drag, because Rob's already done it at a very elevated level and you won't reach that status. Yeah. So, and if you're going to do a Nonna outfit drag, just make sure you wear shoes.
Very, very good advice. Rob, Starthy, thank you so much for joining the Morning Mashup today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us.